Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Sorry we're late. We were having a little bit of a sound problem. This is Jackie Salvitti and my beautiful co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone, this evening.
Okay, welcome. And we want you to know this is a live transmission. Questions are always welcome. Please try to keep them on topic. You can email them to squirrel at squirrel, like the squirrel, at WYOM.net prior to or during the show. Well, you can do it down during the show now. Okay.
That's right. Tonight, right now.
Tonight's show is Understanding Your Spirit, a Spark of the Infinite. Higher self, soul, and spirit, are they the true Trinity? Is the Trinity you've been taught by religion a distorted projection? By understanding the role of your soul, spirit, and higher self, you can develop a true, again, I can't spell when I do these, a true and beautiful relationship of intimacy and excitement. How do you call on something you don't truly understand? Tonight we'll talk about the beauty of this holy trinity that isn't outside of you, but within you and without. Creating a relationship of love and an understanding can open new doors to empowerment and beautiful cooperation. You can allow them to assist you and to embrace, feel, and communicate with them. And tonight, the team, as always, is going to share their wonderful inspiration for whatever time we have left. And, Squirrel, you've got an astrology report.
Of course I do. And how's everybody doing after last night's full moon? I mean, it was pretty powerful. So I'm going to read something from Hair in the Moon, just about yesterday, to recap. And here's what she has to say. Unsatisfying relationships feel that way for a reason. Anything from not supporting what you value to taking more than they give to being a mismatch for your deepest wants and needs. Whichever it may be, it's always a good strategy under the full moon to confront the reality first internally, to mull it over, what you choose to do about it, rather than acting out of despair or frustration. So that was a good point that was made. And then for today, we're still in the height of the full moon, and we go on now to feel, what am I capable of? What do I deserve? How will I know when I got it? These are some of the big questions arising from the full moon and the new moon that we had on January 30th. Over the next 14 days, the answers to these existential questions will percolate gently in some of you or erupt with a bang in others of you through the pressure of how you deal with desire versus reality. So how do you deal with these matters? Can you value yourself in the face of reversals and disappointments? Can you leave what is toxic to your soul, no matter how attractive? Think wolfbait. As Venus edges closer and closer to Pluto and her forward motion on January 30th, the costs of each and every one of your relationships will become more and more apparent in the space between what is actually the case and what you long for. It may feel as if the efforts you're investing go unappreciated with little give and take. You'll measure yourself inwardly. Is it them or is it me? Am I on the right track? Am I capable? Your answers to these big questions will arise of their own accord from a different level if you work alongside Pluto to remove toxins, organize, declutter, space clear, and tie up unfinished business. It's a matter of stepping out of your own way. Which you often say, right? Get out of your own way, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I know. And then this just came in later this afternoon from Lauren Gorgo, who's one of my favorites. And this is not really a long one, though.
Squirrel, I don't think we've got time for the whole thing, honey.
No, I'm not going to read the whole thing. I was just going
to... Oh, good. Okay.
Sort of edit a few things that she said.
Good. Okay.
And, okay, I'll try to be brief. And she says, though we are opening to 2014 in a very inward, reflective way, we can still clear out the cobwebs and misty fog that was so heavily blanketed over us last year. For those interested in a recap, here's the Reader's Digest version. We dedicated a ridiculously long decade or two, in this lifetime anyway, to stretching ourselves beyond the shadow land while bearing the constant pain of transmutation, feeling the unending waves of unresolved emotion, coddling the squeamish and wounded inner child, calming the ego's roars, living through the lack, scarcity, and poverty, the isolation, the heartbreaks, loss, the sickness and disease, the clearing, the letting go, the symptoms, oh my God, the symptoms, ad infinitum. The journey to arrive here was way too much for us to ask, but it's over now, save for the symptoms. And even though most of us thought this time would never actually avail itself, our personal hell is finally fading into the background as heaven begins its descent upon our shores. So she's very optimistic. And for those of you who get it, I did send it out to you, and you can read the entire.
Yes, it's very humorous. She is quite, she's so interesting.
She's got a great sense of humor. I love that.
Super. Always has. Even through the darkest of times for her.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Since we came on late, I'm kind of moving along here because I don't know how. I know we've got questions tonight, don't we, Squirrel?
We have two, yes.
Okay, so not too bad. Okay. All right. And, you know, I do want to say before we start with the show that for everybody and Squirrel, you know, this feels like kind of a no. It's like we're getting ready to really launch this year is how it feels. And I feel and see so much coming at the same time. It is an interesting way, Lauren said it, and I think somebody else said it that you read, but it does feel like by the end of January, we're just going to kind of hit the ground running. Are you feeling that too, Squirrel?
Oh, I totally am, and I know a lot of people have been not feeling well, but I see that as a process of clearing out stuff, and there's sort of a lightness after the darkness. Last year was pretty challenging. I mean, I'm not just going to talk about the last few decades, but last year particularly, you know, I think there was this big hype about 2012 and or the 12-12-12, and then that, I think, you know, maybe that's what it was about, was, okay, that next year you're going to have to clear and get on the path. My
yes.
soul, which no
yes.
longer serves. And I find miraculously and beautifully some people who have drifted away from my life are now re-entering again in a different frequency, and it's very beautiful.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is. I hope
beautiful.
Others are feeling that, too. I'd like to hear.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, let's move along if we can here. So let's talk about soul, spirit, and higher self. My inspiration for tonight's show was really from Bonnie's I Have a Message for You, for all of you that are following Bonnie Lonsbury and the map. Highly recommend you go onto her website, livealifeyoulove.com, and sign up for her messages. It prompts right up as soon as you go onto the website. And these are messages from your unseen friends, God, God is all that is, soul, spirit, higher self, everyone. This one was a message from your spirit. Dear Jackie, I'm reading it as it was sent to me. I love you. I don't just love you. I love you. I love you with passion, with commitment, and with overflowing joy. Why do I make that distinction? Because I am the unseen friend who lights a fire in your belly and sparks a yearning in your soul. And Jackie, when you allow me to get close to you, that fire, that heat creates. You see, when you let yourself feel your passions, your desires, your hopes and dreams deeply, they will manifest. It is I, your spirit, who makes you feel alive. And it is the same energy. That excitement and expectation that makes your dreams come alive. So, dearest one, why don't we work together? Why don't you imagine me assisting you to allow your dreams to come true? Why don't you imagine me gently pointing out the beliefs that need changing in order to do so. Together we are a force to be reckoned with. So dream your biggest dreams. Feel the excitement and joy in knowing you are the one to decide if they come true. And commit to learning precisely how to make that happen. Oh, together we will have such fun. With love and joy, your spirit. P.S. And please, Jackie, don't forget to ask for help. I have to obey those darn rules on your planet, and I can only do so much unless you ask. I love this one, and it really set me thinking because my relationship with spirit has been kind of actually humorous. And so when we talk about, you know, soul, spirit, and higher self, I think a lot of people look at each other and go, okay, well, what's what? To go into this in depth, I recommend that you go to Lazaris.com, L-A-Z-A-R-I-S, and explore the topics individually. Higher self is the bridge or go-between your soul and you. In essence, our goal in this lifetime is to integrate more of our higher self. People call it higher mind, you know. Many people have assigned many different names to it. And it's so important to develop a relationship with your higher self. And Bonnie's messages certainly open that door to doing that. Working with Lazaris has been a beautiful experience for me, and this goes back to 1987. To work with my higher self personified and develop that relationship. And there are, again, things on Lazaris's website just to do that very thing. A friend, a confidant, and we as an extension of our higher selves on Earth, fueled by their unconditional love and guidance. Your higher self can be male or female. Okay, it doesn't have to be, it's not assigned either. One person that went with Lazaris, their higher self wore roller skates and would skate around in circles when they were meeting with them. So, I thought that was so delightful. Soul. Soul is feminine and so beautiful. Connecting with soul is profound, and there is a sweet sorrow to it. So, you know, if I were to really give you the kind of a drawing, it would be God, Goddess, all that is here. Oversoul, as Bashar has called Lazaris an oversoul many times, okay? Soul, higher self, and you. Spirit is different. And we'll get into that in a minute. Spirit is masculine. I have a funny story about spirit. Oh, wait a minute, let's go to soul. The soul is feminine and so beautiful. Connecting with soul is profound. There is a sweet sorrow to it, and I always feel this sense of deep love that is indescribable, bordering on ineffable, because when you're with soul, that connection, because it's so close to God, Goddess, all that is, it is the sweet sorrow comes in terms of missing, being part of, truly knowing absolutely within you your connection to Source, to God, Goddess, all that is, being a part of the One again, going home, many people call it, Zaris calls it that. Spirit is masculine. And my funny story about spirit, many years ago I was working to personify my spirit, and I was looking for the passion of spirit, and I was in the midst of 9 months of meditation. I was recovering from a near-death experience, and it was a feeling of kind of being born again and yet not knowing how to be on Earth. This was, believe me. And the movie Michael, about Archangel Michael, came out during this time. And I went to see it alone, and John Travolta starred in it. I'm sure everybody remembers this movie. And I'd been told, this movie's for you, Jackie, you got to go see it. So I sat in a chair in the theater alone. I had a space next to it for a wheelchair to pull into, and I felt the presence of Archangel Michael next to me during the entire show. It was sweet, it was funny, it was very personal for me as I was having experiences with the angelic realm at the time. Unbelievable experiences during all this meditative time, and I'm on a cliff overlooking the Monterey Bay for 9 months, and it was amazing. Anyway, I love the movie so much that I went into meditation, and this is the funny part, and I asked John Travolta if I could use him for my personification of my spirit. And and it was either him or Archangel Michael. Looking back, it was very funny, but I've always had a connection to him, and I know that he personally carries amazing energies, regardless of the press and controversy that surrounds him right now. He is quite a healer also, even though he's a member of Scientology. I was having many experiences with Archangel Michael before and after the movie, and he would show up here and there and then disappear, always in a human form, but with a wink and leaving behind a big red circle on my heart chakra. I had some really amazing times for 9 months. Sometimes other archangels would show up with him. And these are stories I'll include in a book someday because they were just so out there. I see and feel my spirit as a spark of God, as the spark of God that we carry. Yes, it's the passion, and as Bonnie says, the fire in our belly. And this is the reason that it is masculine. The Holy Trinity, to me, is our higher self, soul, and spirit. It's also God, Goddess, all that is. And when people refer to the Holy Spirit, I always want to ask them what that means to them. If you ever wondered that, Squirrel?
Well, I grew up Catholic, of course.
Okay, great.
It was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and I swear, as a kid, I could not figure that out for the life of me. I mean, all right, and I'm sure they're all connected to this, too, you know, but it's all done in the patriarchal fashion. But
of course. Ooh, it was
right?
Rewritten as well, just so you know.
Right. But of course. So, but didn't that confuse you? I mean, I don't know. I mean, but it did as a kid.
Well, I've had a lifetime search in terms of reestablishing the divine feminine within the framework of that. And when the Da Vinci Code came out, I was beyond ecstatic because I have books for days about Mary Magdalene and the truth about her, and I spent years researching her connection to Isis. And so, just for everybody's edification, the church renounced her as being a prostitute. In other words, they lifted that description in, like, 1967, but there wasn't a lot of press about it. So amazing to me.
Isn't that amazing? But to relegate her to that level, which is quite fascinating. But anyway, I see what you mean about the Trinity. And, of course, you know, anything that's triangular like that, a Trinity sign, is very powerful. And then,
of course
last night we're having that full moon, which is the sun in Capricorn, which is the father opposite the moon in Cancer, the mother, you know, it's just perfect to talk about this.
Yes, of course it is.
The spirit and the soul, and then, of course, how your higher self interprets that. So it's cool. It's really cool.
Thank you. Well, we are a spark of God, each and every one of us, experiencing God, experiencing itself through us, becoming more of who it is, through our experiences, both light and dark. There's material on Lazarus's website to connect more fully with your higher self, soul, and spirit. Again, I highly recommend that you go there and just do a search, whatever resonates for you. When doing the chakra activation technique, the chakra above the head, which is magenta, and the team has talked about this, is as well as being the higher self. When we say above the head, remember we're talking about a distance between here and the central sun. So although we experience them as fairly close, they're also quite far out. But we experience them as above the seventh chakra. And you can spend time there when you're doing the chakra activation technique to connect with your higher self. And, I mean, you can stop anywhere along the way doing the chakra activation technique to connect more deeply in any of your chakras, or in the central sun or in the heart of earth. The golden chakra above that is soul. And if you really pay attention, you'll feel the sweet sorrow and deep beauty. Again, taking time to stay there for a while and connect more beautifully, deeply is so beautiful. It's so beautiful. I thank Bonnie for bringing forward messages from them all, which everyone should sign up for on her website. They are beautiful, inspiring, and real. Connecting with these energies will be more important than ever this year. Really feeling connected to your higher self, to your soul, and your spirit. Because this is the year that people are going to really, this is the energy in this year to launch. As Bonnie said, the fire in the belly, and that's what spirit is. That spark of God within you, wanting to experience more, waiting for you just to go for it. Again, at the same time, clearing up beliefs that stand in the way of believing that you're capable of doing it. When you treat your spirit as the spark of God, you know without a doubt what is leading you. I feel this in my high heart, my heart, and my solar plexus. It is within you, not outside of you. Get close. Get familiar and begin to feel your own sacredness. You are a spark of God, and remember that there is no judgment from God about what you do or do not do. It is neutral. It is experience. To me, I always look at it as an opportunity. You know, this is, you know, I am a nut. Sometimes I look around, I think, yep, Jackie, you're crazy. For God and I to go do it. I mean, it's like, yes, absolutely. And that there is no limit to what can be done. And that I do live every day. I absolutely believe that. And it's gotten me in trouble at times because I don't always take the best care of myself, which I'm working on this year. I get too excited. I blow out my adrenals as a result, and I overwork as a result. I'm not going to do that this year. Well, Bonnie wrote that spirit is the fire in your belly. She was so right. It is. It's also that still, small voice of knowing about things. You know, many people say, well, you know, I just have this feeling in my gut, okay? And I'm going with the feeling in my gut without really realizing where that's coming from. When you kind of understand that, you'll pay more attention to it. You can also use this energy to amp up, rev up, and make everything you do divine, because it is. And that is so important for everyone to remember. Everything is divine. There isn't anything that's not. Lazarus taught for years about the fact that you can seek the light through the dark. And there are people that do that. We have to have polarity on this planet. We do. There are people who are seeking light through dark. Some of the darkest things you see, unfortunately, people are seeking the light through the dark. Difficult to stay neutral with that, but also very important. And Lauren Gorgo, since you did her earlier, wrote today and think with your heart. I had this at the last moment. I added it. Squirrel up to send you a note.
Good.
It's time to set our sights on new seas. And this year, my sight is set specifically on harnessing and grounding the magic of spirit into the physical world. I love that. I read that today, and I went, oh, I've got to include that. Then I forgot to and had to go back and then redo it.
I know. Isn't that lovely? So if anybody wants this piece, just email me, and I'll send it to you.
Please, because you'll truly enjoy it. Grounding the magic of spirit. Again, the spark of God. Each and every person is a spark of God. And, you know, I think sometimes we forget that. Even when we fumble through life, and you know, I've had those times. You brought up something earlier and something you read about clearing out spaces, detoxing the body, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really interesting that I see so many people doing that. Lazarus talked an awful lot, in the culminating weekend about creating a magic space. And in your home that is separate from everything, where you can keep the energies there, okay? A room dedicated to working your magic. And, you know, if it's in your bedroom, fine, but your space. And, you know, I'm fortunate I have the healing room. You know, I do all kinds of things in here besides doing the sessions. So I open up portals and, you know, with the violet flame and, you know, pour stuff in and clear my chakras and pour it all into the violet flame and, I mean, just all kinds of stuff that you can do that's exciting. Your meditation, connecting with your higher self, with your soul, with your spirit, and feeling that within you. So important. Okay, I'm going to go into channel.
Okay.
And anything else you want to add, Squirrel, before I go?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think this is all really exciting, but I don't know. I just think that we should just think in terms of being abundant this year. I think it's going to come forward for everyone in many ways.
I would agree with you, and I think you're going to see that things are going to work more easily and elegantly and come together more clearly. Again, you know, people have been working on beliefs. You know, they've been doing a lot of work. I talk to people every day. I know how much work everyone's doing. I am seeing in people's lives already, just barely into this year, how fast things are moving. So it's going to be an exciting year, but don't wait for it to come to you. This is definitely not a time to drop your pencil and your list of beliefs and intentions. This is the time to really get connected and really call in your soul, your spirit, your higher self, your unseen friends, you know, the ancient ones, lifetimes from Lemuria and Atlantis, whatever you resonate to, and ask them to join you in your creations. Make it magical. This is the time to do it. We're moving into a time where magic is really it. We've been separated from our magic for a very long time. This is the year to reclaim it. Okay.
Lovely. Thanks, Jackie.
Mm-hmm. right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Squirrel.
Thank you.
Oh, good to be with all of you again. Oh, yes, magic. All right. One of our favorite subjects. We would say, this is a year to truly get in touch with your magician, your inner magician. Spend some time meditating, people. And if you like, call on Merlin to come in. Ask Merlin to work with you, to ignite and remind you of your beautiful magic, to leave a spark in your resonance, to reignite magic. So many of you forgotten magic. We're not talking black magic here. We're talking about the magic that you knew on Sirius. The true magic. Alchemy. Alchemy. Turning just metal into gold. Work with the energy of gold. It is magical. It has consciousness, by the way. Your color. Determine what your color is. What is a color that ignites you, that excites you, that if you were to pull it in around you, you would feel more whole? Each one of you has a different color that resonates for you. Start working with that color instead of surrounding yourself just in a nice bubble. Surround yourself in that color. You will find, again, part of magic. I deem this color magical. And it doesn't necessarily have to be purple, by the way. You know, people think of Merlin, purple robes, you know. It can be the color that's right for you. The color that's right for you. For those of you that work with the pyramid of mirrors, make the mirrors that color. Surround yourself in the color all around you. Fill your auric field with the color that resonates for you. Yellow, orange, red, purple, blue, green. Well, there's many. And then bring in the pyramid of mirrors. And let the mirrors be that color. These sound like little things, people, but they're big. When you walk out the door, surrounded in this color, with your beautiful pyramid of mirrors, right? Higher frequency, you know, people aren't going to bang into them. You're already setting magic. It's you that deems what's magical, no one else. And when you do that, and when you begin to play with it, you see, your children used to do that. Your child used to do that. Your children that you've had used to do that. When they were young, when they were little, they played with magic. And they loved it. Didn't your children play with Magic Squirrel?
Oh, yeah. They used to have an imagination box, and they would get in there, and they would imagine whatever, and that's what they created.
That's right. And that's what you've lost, you see. All of you. The magic. When you're in touch with your magic, your relationship with soul, higher self, and spirit is richer, deeper. You're not coming as poor little whoever, but the magical being that you truly are. Already reclaiming a part of yourself that's been lost. You see, your child who got damaged was supposed to evolve into a magical child and integrate into you. So many of them never did. For those of you that have gone back and worked with your child and took them back and healed and worked with them so that they could reclaim their magic, allows you to reclaim yours. Do your work. Very important. Very important for all of you. All right, Squirrel, you've got some questions.
I do. Our first question comes from Yolanda, and she writes, "Dear team, all these years I was told that the function of the soul is to maintain the spirit and the body in their proper order so that they will not lose their relationship with one another. In this way, the body, which is the lowest, will submit to the spirit, and the spirit, which is the highest, will be able to control the body through the soul. The soul is indeed the chief element in man. The soul looks to the spirit for the supply which the latter has received from the Holy Spirit and communicates to the body what it has received so that the body may partake of the perfection of the Holy Spirit and become a spiritual body. The body is the lowest and remains outside. The soul dwells between the spirit and the body and is the medium of the two. The body is the outer shell of the soul, while the soul is the outer shell of the spirit. Was I told the right teaching? My deepest love and gratitude, Yolanda."
Yolanda, if you listen to tonight's show, the channel did a pretty good explanation. All right? This has been kicked around for a very long time. Now, if the one that you were given works for you, it's fine. The one that the channel gave tonight, though not complete, is simple and easy, but also magical. Because your spirit, which dwells within you, dear one, is magical. It is the spark of God within you. Your higher self, the bridge to soul. Spirit experiencing through you. It is the divine. Although you feel separate from it, you reach out to God instead of in. When in fact, God is within you. Here is the confusion. Are you returning to becoming God-like? Yes. You're not there yet. It's a process. It's a process. A beautiful process. A minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, month by month, year by year. But now highly accelerated. Highly accelerated. You see, if you turn to your higher self for love, and when you go into your magic place, your safe space, and your meditation, have your higher self waiting there for you. Allow yourself to be embraced by your higher self as you embrace them. A beautiful experience. Connecting, connecting, connecting instead of feeling so separate. The theory, the mental process of theory has separated you from the experiential peace of union and communion with soul, with spirit, and with higher self. It's now time to go to communion, to work with, to open up the levels of communication. We know, Yolanda, you don't hear well in meditation, but just being in their presence can be enough. They love you. You are an aspect of your higher self. The goal to integrate more and more of that into you, as you are willing to believe that you are lovable, loved, worthy. We could go through the whole list. Difficult to do when you're feeling flawed and shame and so on and so forth. That's the reason you go through all the processes that you've been going through. If you loved yourself enough, you could bypass it all, but you don't, any of you. And you could have anything and everything you want if you loved yourself enough. And you can talk about it and you can speak the words, but there's much behind that. It's not as simple as an affirmation. It's a process. In order to love yourself, you have to forgive yourself. And for some of you, this has not been easy. If only I would have, what do people say, would have, should have, could have, right? You can all look back over your lives and look at things that you may have done differently or wished you'd done differently. But all is not lost because of those choices or those decisions. Just turn around and create it all again. Close the doors. Forgive yourself. Recognize it. Forgive yourself and change. Let it be in the past, so that you can open all the doors to the future and allow the future to pull you forward. Very difficult for the future to pull you forward when you're still looking back at the past. Some of you can feel shame when you've had that knowing within you and done something anyway. What you don't recognize at the conscious level, you have higher self, you have spirit, both tapping you on the shoulder saying, you know, you may want to rethink that. And there's a sense of having let them down. forgive you some, all of you, for anything you think that you've done that you feel badly about. Some of you have parental remorse, you know, spousal remorse. Oh, God, there's a whole list of things. All right, Yolanda, thank you so much for your question, dear one. We do love you. You have another question, Squirrel.
I do, yes. This one comes from Vicki, and she writes, I have heard the soul energy comes into the body through the back of the heart chakra and have experienced looking out the back of that chakra, and I saw my universe one time. I have been feeling pressure in the front of my heart and recently in the back. I am unsure on the understanding of this. I do understand that pain is the love I withhold and block. Do you have any suggestions to open the space? Is it my soul energy or is it something else? I do desire to connect with my soul energy in this lifetime and find so many emotions, joy, sadness, and love all mixing around together that it leaks out of my eyes, filled with deep appreciation for the clarity, love, and support you provide, Vicki.
Oh, dear Vicki. All right. Well, the channel did a pretty good job tonight of breaking everything down. Heart chakra. Actually, the soul, if you were to look at how does it come into the body, there's an anchor point on the sternum, which would be in the heart chakra. It comes in a different way, as does spirit, all right, as does spirit. The channel said, you know, I feel... spirit sometimes in heart chakra, solar plexus, high heart, true. Also soul. Vicki, what you experienced looking out the backside of the heart chakra, you were actually looking inside the backside of the heart chakra. Many of you have never actually fully completed power retrieval. But when you get to the back of the body and you unhook the contracts after going through the chakras and you go back up behind the heart chakra and you look down in, that is your universe. Your universe. You've all been told many times you are your own universe. And you are. And there, behind the heart chakra, is your universe, your version, your universe. Each one of you, and this, you, it's very complicated here in some ways, you have cooperative, co-creative experiences, oh, number of times every day. In your alone time, you're within your own universe, your version of reality. Your version of the stars, your version of the earth, your version of life, your version of parents, your version of love. We could go on and on. Magic, beauty, etc. That's why some of you that spend time in solitude notice how different things are when you're in solitude and when you're in meditation. For you, Vicki, your heart is wanting to open up more than ever before. Yes, your soul and your higher self, wanting to connect more completely with you. And the only thing that stands in the way is your belief that you're worthy of their love.
And I think we only have about 2 more minutes, and I'm sorry.
All right. All right, Vicki, we hope that helps you. And so we'd like to say to everyone, we'd like to work with all of you tonight to experience an expanded version of spirit, very perfect, actually, with the Cancer full moon. The spark of God within you. The spirit. The fire in your belly. The one this year you're going to call in more than ever before. And yes, you're worthy. All of you are. Spirit wants to experience. God wants to experience through you. We love you all so very much. We wish you sweet dreams tonight. A lovely experience of connection. We look forward to being with you again next week. And with you, dear squirrel, we love you so.
I love you too.
We thank you all for tuning in and participating with us, co-creating with us, dreaming with us. All the potentials for your experience. Namaste.
Namaste. Oh, are we?
I can't see the clock. Are we on?
I still hear you. I think we are. I don't feel like we've been cut off.
Okay, well, good night, everyone. Much love to all of you. Good night, Squirrel. Love you.
I love you too, Jackie.
Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate your questions. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Sweet dreams.